attract excellence and self-direction, and coaching leaders develop people for the future. Close your eyes, and you can surely imagine a colleague who uses any one of these styles. You most likely use at least one yourself. What is new in this research, then, is its implications for action. First, it offers a fine-grained understanding of how different leadership styles affect performance and results. Second, it offers clear guidance on when a manager should switch between them. It also strongly suggests that switching flexibly is well advised. New, too, is the research's finding that each leadership style springs from different components of emotional intelligence. Idea in brief. Many managers mistakenly assume that leadership style is a function of personality rather than strategic choice. Instead of choosing the one style that suits their temperament, they should ask which style best addresses the demands of a particular situation. Research has shown that the most successful leaders have strengths in the following emotional intelligence competencies: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skill. There are six basic styles of leadership. Each makes use of the key components of emotional intelligence in different combinations. The best leaders don't know just one style of leadership. They're skilled at several and have the flexibility to switch between styles as the circumstances dictate. Measuring leadership's impact. It has been more than a decade since research first linked aspects of emotional intelligence to business results. The late David McClelland, a noted Harvard University psychologist, found that leaders with strengths in a critical mass of six or more emotional intelligence competencies were far more effective than peers who lacked such strengths. For instance, when he analyzed the performance of division heads at a global food and beverage company, he found that among leaders with this critical mass of competence, 87% placed in the top third for annual salary bonuses based on their business performance. More telling, their divisions, on average, outperformed yearly revenue targets by 15% to 20%. Those executives who lacked emotional intelligence were rarely rated as outstanding in their annual performance reviews, and their divisions underperformed by an average of almost 20%. Our research set out to gain a more molecular view of the links among leadership and emotional intelligence and climate and performance. A team of McClelland's colleagues, headed by Mary Fontaine and Ruth Jacobs from Hay McBurr, studied data about or observed thousands of executives, noting specific behaviors and their impact on climate. How did each individual motivate direct reports, manage change initiatives, handle crises? It was in a later phase of the research that we identified which emotional intelligence capabilities drive the six leadership styles. How does he rate in terms of self-control and social skill? Does a leader show high or low levels of empathy? Idea in practice. Managers often fail to appreciate how profoundly the organizational climate can influence financial results. It can account for nearly a third of financial performance. Organizational climate, in turn, is influenced by leadership style, by the way that managers motivate direct reports, gather and use information, make decisions, manage change initiatives, and handle crises. There are six basic leadership styles. Each derives from different emotional intelligence competencies, works best in particular situations, and affects the organizational climate in different ways. Number one, the coercive style. This do-what-I-say approach can be very effective in a turnaround situation, a natural disaster, or when working with problem employees. But in most situations, coercive leadership inhibits the organization's flexibility and dampens employees' motivation. Number two, the authoritative style. An authoritative leader takes a come-with-me approach. She states the overall goal, but gives people the freedom to choose their own means of achieving it. This style works especially well when a business is adrift. It is less effective when the leader is